Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool. Once again, we are on chapter 7, a very important chapter. We can say a bread and butter for an insurance company to run its business. Up till now, we have seen what is insurance, what is risk management, what is a business environment, what is life insurance. Then we have understood the contracts and the documentation, but the moment insurance company decides to issue a policy, it has to do an underwriting. And what do you mean by underwriting? It evaluates the risk, it categorizes the risk, it brings together people belonging to the same risk, forms a risk pool, and based on that, it decides on the premium. This premium should balance the affordability as well as profitability. It should neither be very high, nor it should put the burden on the insurance company while servicing the claim. And that is why underwriting and pricing becomes very, very important for an insurance company, not only to get business, but to sustain the business. And that's why this chapter 7, underwriting and insurance pricing, becomes very important. This chapter will help you to understand the basic rules of underwriting. We are going to understand both medical as well as non-medical underwriting. We are going to understand both individual and group lives, how to underwrite and familiarize how different types of premiums are ascertained, are determined by the insurance company, so that people of all age, people of all class can find it convenient to buy an insurance policy to consistently pay the premiums. So why underwriting is important? Underwriting is important because it helps the insurer to determine and evaluate the risk. And based on this, insurance company brings together a large number of people and creates the risk pools. Then once the risk pool is decided, insurance company is very clear that this type of risk is going to be coming. And for that reason, it prices the risk and it provides liquidity to meet the claims, because that number of premium is collected. That premium collected is invested in the market in a specified securities, and based on the returns, the insurance company is creating liquidity to meet the claims. In the early days of underwriting, frequency and severity of risk were the prime consideration. However, modern underwriters take help of technology, biotechnology, financial technology, predictive modeling of demographics, etc., by which their underwriting decisions are very accurate. They get precise details to price the risk, and that is why underwriting with the help of IT is improving the efficiency or the effectiveness of insurance business. In the 21st century, various underwriting tools are designed to develop the time-synchronous innovative insurance products. Now friends, let's understand the meaning of underwriting. The first and the important objective of underwriting is to determine and evaluate the risk. Once the risk is determined and evaluated, the next important step is to classify the risk to decide whether or not to accept the risk. Because once the insurance company decides to accept the risk or issues the policy, then it will have to settle the claim when it is raised. And that's the reason insurance company has to decide how much coverage the prospective policyholder would be eligible, and based on that, the premium will be charged, and based on that, a claim if raised, the insurance company would be equipped with sufficient funds to meet the claim. The underwriter needs to balance the act of protecting the company's books from risk. At the same time, issue insurance for the premium that is commensurate with risk. What does that mean? The premium should be affordable, and at the same time, whatever the premiums collected are enough for the company to run the show and ensure that whenever the claims are raised, the insurance company is in a position to settle the claim. At the same time, it is having sufficient funds to manage its expenses, both administrative as well as marketing and other expenses that are incurred for running the business, so that the insurance company sustains over a period of time. And for that reason, the insurance company has various sources to obtain information for evaluating risk. And the best sources from which the insurance company can obtain information, the vital information, can be the proposal form, can be the physical examination, can be the laboratory testing, can be the agents, can be the attending physicians, can be industry sponsored databases and various other. This we have seen comes up in the form of report. In the previous chapter we saw about a documentation. So all these sources are actually put into data that is collected from these sources are actually put into a report, and that becomes very handy for evaluating the risk. Now, once having understood the meaning of underwriting, now let's understand the need for underwriting. Insurers have no option but to underwrite, because that is the main business of insurance, and underwriting is necessary for all types of insurance to take care of the claims as well as its profits. Insurer needs underwriting, because when we talk about underwriting, only when the premium is affordable, the insurance company will be in business, and that's a big competition between different insurance company. Mortality and morbidity studies and research enables actuaries underwriters to understand the factors. So whatever scientific factors are there for assessing the risk, the insurance company will no doubt use that. But over and above that, various other factors which insurance company can use, it will help them to bring the right decision regarding to underwriting. The stronger the underwriting, the more precise the insurer's pricing and underwriting can be. Underwriting promotes market efficiency, better consumer choice, and long-term value. It can also fulfill the societal goals of providing protection against the risks. Policyholders will not feel that they are burdened with a heavy premium. They will be more than happy to buy insurance for protecting them against losses due to uncertain events. Now, when we talk about underwriting, we can categorize into two: non-medical underwriting, which comes by default, and if it is not possible, then we have to go for medical underwriting. So let us understand when non-medical underwriting is possible and when the insurance company will opt for medical underwriting. Insurer uses a prospective risk falsehood health statement to enable the insurer to underwrite a risk. More specifically, applicants under 45 years of age are considered for non-medical underwriting. Just by the characteristics that are put in the proposal form, insurance company uses that to underwrite. Instead of a medical report, the issuance is based on physical characteristics, which could be age, height, weight, etc. The underwriter deploys various rating factors which may pose a hazard and increase the risk. And he can also deploy certain safeguards in non-medical business, like he can put a restriction on selection, he can put limits on the sum insured, he can restrict the maximum entry age, he can restrict the maximum term for which a policy can be issued, restriction on the maximum age of maturity, restriction on the type of insurance plans allowed, and it can also have restrictions on the high-risk plans. Now, having understood the by default underwriting is non-medical, what is the need for medical underwriting? Medical underwriting is essential in certain cases to evaluate the risk, specifically based on health information and medical reports. Insurers can use medical underwriting to decide on the policy's risk acceptance and premium, because certain times insurance company on its own may not be able to decide. It requires reports from experts from the medical field, and that's the reason medical examination followed by reports become very useful for the insurance company to do medical underwriting. This is generally preferred when the insurance limit crosses the non-medical limits also. Medical format gives the insurer the vital information about the prospective insured. The medical examination also reveals information of the prospective insured which might be hidden from the insurer, because whatever information that is given in the proposal form, the insurance company may not be able to find a deeper meaning to it, which could be provided from a medical report. More specifically, pre-existing medical conditions. Now, whenever the insured states of any pre-existing medical condition, there it becomes very important to examine the person, and based on the expert, whatever the suggestions or opinion given by the medical examiner, the insurance company can take a call. Essence insurance form or the prospect's health can be traced from special medical reports like the X-ray, ECG, CVC, ECR, treadmill, serum, cholesterol, ELISA test, or even for the HIV. Medical checkups can be general or more comprehensive depending upon the proposer's age, medical history, and the amount. There is no fixed criteria as such, but the insurance company may ask the medical examiner to give him reports in certain aspects, and based on that medical examiner, who are empaneled by the insurance company, will provide the report. When you take a private health insurance plan, the insurer may decide how to treat any pre-existing medical condition, and this allows the insurer to prevent any likely claims for conditions that people may have already suffered with some exclusion, and insurance designed to cover future events rather than events that have already happened. So, based on the report, based on the frequency and severity of the medical conditions, the insurance company may decide about whether to include that, whether to exclude it, or to keep some waiting period before which the claim won't be accepted. The insurer fully depends upon the expertise of the life underwriter to come to a reasonable risk assessment. It discourages moral hazard and people's tendency to buy insurance only when sick or require medical care. That is not the rule. You should buy insurance at all stages, not just because you fall sick. Underwriting process gives a powerful message to the prospect to insure at a younger age rather than an older age, because when you insure at a younger age, the premium is also less. However, the premium increases as you grow old, and hence insurance policy should be bought at the earliest, the moment you start earning your first salary. There is no need to provide the insurer with any health information. The insured accepts that any medical condition might have sought medical advice for in the last 5 years would be excluded from the policy. These are the two main conditions in case of moratorium underwriting. Insurer may use a 2-year rolling moratorium, consider claims for any medical conditions that insured suffered in the 5 years before the policy started, provided that they do not need to seek any form of medical advice in treatment for those conditions for 2 years. So these are specific types of underwriting which could also be preferred by the insurance company. Now, what are the advantages of qualified underwriting, more specifically from the policyholder's point of view? It establishes a fair underwriting process with greater clarity regarding coverage terms and potential exclusion. There won't be any misunderstanding or disputes later. It establishes more accurate premiums for both the young and the aged. It gives full protection with personalized coverage. It promotes payment of the claims based on what is agreed upon, and it reduces a point of claims of underwriting to non-disclosure cases. So it becomes very important for the insured to disclose all bases, and based on that, the insurance company may opt for examining the pre-existing conditions. Better evaluation of risk and improved claim prediction and future claims is the first advantage for the insurer. It also helps the insurance company to make better decision-making based on the valid information and reports, and insurance company can also have insurance pricing based on risk acceptance, accurate actuarial tables, which allow for better pricing. Insurer also have benefits in establishing quality risk pooling, higher efficiency in operations, detecting and preventing fraudulent applications. Financial stability and sufficient funds to pay claims is the topping advantage over and above the other advantages we discussed from the insurer point of view. Now, having understood medical and non-medical more from the individual point of view, now let us understand what is a group underwriting. When we talk about group underwriting, a group is considered for underwriting, and here comes the group insurance. Group insurance is a contract covering several lives for a reasonable homogeneous group. We have seen this type of policies issued. Groups are not formed solely for the purpose of insurance, and it involves mass administration, simple underwriting practices, and low cost. But an essential condition for this is there has to be a minimum size, and this homogeneity is very important. When we talk about group underwriting, uniform cover is granted depending upon various factors that are relevant for group underwriting. The premium depends upon the risk coverage and accumulation of funding. The insurer issues one master policy, unlike individual policies in case of individual insurance, and the group business is underwritten according to the structure and the needs of the insured group. So here the group gets the weightage for deciding upon the underwriting. Groups can be categorized as managerial, supervisory, clerical, subordinate, and there can be different benefits on and premium based on the groups. Underwriting is done for a year, and group is generally dynamic, which means old members can go out, new members can come in, and employers can add or delete the names of the employees for underwriting. So now this is specifically meant for the group of employees, and the employer becomes the master policy holder. Insurer can revise the premium based on the group's composition and the claim experience of an earlier year, and the insurer generally adds 10% to 20% to the existing premium in the hope that the new inclusions for the year will be taken care of. Now, what are the factors that are relevant for group underwriting? Number one is the size of the group, the type of the group, the geographic distribution of employees, the industry, the sex distribution, and the age distribution. There can be other factors such as number of dependents, including the age and the sex distribution, number of dependent children, salaries of insured group, policy holders, that is the employer's administrative facility, and the mortality rate. Now, friends, we are entering into a very interesting part of this underwriting chapter, that is underwriting supported by IT systems in the modern times. IT systems is tremendously helping insurance companies, because when it comes to human judgment, it may have limitations. But when we make use of IT systems, that to advance IT systems specifically for predicting the risk, selecting the risk, and determining the right price, the underwriting supported by IT system not only becomes efficient, but becomes very effective. Underwriters use IT systems to create rule-based methodologies and predictive models to align the risk selection and pricing. So based on the level of risk, the insurance company can determine the right price, which might not be coming through with the best of minds. However, it might not be every time right. So here comes the best mind to understand its practicality. So IT systems allow the insurer to optimize the contractual terms and conditions and design better insurance products and risk management programs. The IT system-based underwriting provides the real-time insights into insurance product development and builds stronger operations teams benefiting from timely and granular data and indicators of performance. So this is not just a one-time activity. IT systems can be used regularly to get real-time insights and make the fine-tuning to the pricing as well as the parameters that decide underwriting. Underwriting systems also support more reliable compliance with the regulatory requirements, and many of them can have automated reports which might require signatures if it is required by the regulator. Underwriting support by IT is very, very important because it enables rapid processing, adjustments caused by external factors such as emerging risk or even internal factors such as organizational changes. Insurers have significantly transformed underwriting and overall business operations by leveraging the advanced information technology. IT systems provide real-time data and insights that are essential for making timely decisions about risk selection, pricing, as well as options coverage. insurers can design more effective risk management programs to identify potential hazards early, offer appropriate coverage, and mitigate risk better. And in some cases, insurance company can also detect frauds at the proposal stage itself. IT helps to innovate and enhance the insurance products to address evolving customer needs, emerging risk, and comply with various local and international regulations. One big aspect of IT is the predictive analytics and the big data. Predictive analytics and big data provide vast amount of data, and it uses for predicting risk, sets more accurate pricing models, and it also helps the insurance company to tailor the insurance policies to individuals or organizational needs. Next important flavor of advanced IT system is the automation. Automation can automate mundane tasks, improve efficiency, reduce errors which could happen because of some human attitude or habit, and it can also enable faster policy issuance and claims processing. Next important flavor of advanced IT is the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is becoming very popular in underwriting because it helps the insurance company to rapidly assess the risk level associated with an applicant by analyzing the historical data and patterns which could not be easily discerned by a human eye. Natural language processing is yet another flavor of advanced IT as NLP and AI-driven chatbots interact with clients and help process claims, provide quotes, improving customer service and response time. And these chats are on the websites 24/7, so no need of going to any branch or even an agent. The prospect or the policyholder can get initial information based on these chatbots. So what are the major benefits of using technology in underwriting? Number one is better risk selection. It helps the insurance company to identify the risk, evaluate the risk, and come to more accurate pricing. It also helps enhancing risk mitigation through improved terms and loss prevention. With the help of IT, the knowledge base is also created to promote continual learning, because whatever the previous inferences, the previous knowledge that is gathered can be stored systematically, archived systematically, and it can be refined and mined to give its inputs specifically on certain queries, and this helps promote continuous learning and improve decision making. IT also helps increase efficiency and productivity through automation of complex tasks. It provides more time for soliciting insurance business, creating better relationship with prospects and insured, and capturing and penetrating insurance markets with research analytics. So what was lacking, the time, has been created because IT is helping to do all the mundane tasks, the routine operations, some of them even getting automated, and this gives more time to the insurance company officials to deal with the customer, to solicit business, as well as to service the customers and penetrate markets with research and analytics. IT also helps fraud detection and prevention. It protects the insurer from financial losses and helps maintain the integrity of the insurance system. And these are the specific programs that insurance company puts it on its core systems. And this is how it can detect frauds or prevent frauds at every stage of insurance business. It also enhances customer experience by streamlining the application process, making it faster, more convenient for all customers, especially the e-policy issuance, wherein everything happens electronically. Now we enter into another part of this chapter. Up till now, we have seen the underwriting. Now let's understand how the premiums are calculated. Underwriting is essential. Based on underwriting, the risk is established, and based on risk, the insurance company decides on the premium. Since the risk is transferred from the insured to the insurer, the insured has to pay a premium, which represents a valid consideration of an insurance contract, and in turn, the insurance company will comply with the obligations it has promised to. The insurer must create a process to calculate the insurance pricing, covering future claims, expenses, plus a profit margin. So all these things become a component of the premium. So how is a premium calculated? The premium for a life insurance policy could be an aggregate value of the losses, which comes in the form of claim, the expenses incurred, these are the administrative expenses, the commission paid to the agent for bringing business, as well as general management of insurance, operational costs, reserves required as per the IRDA, and unexpected losses also needs to be met, as well as the desired profit margin. So for all this forms the component of the premium. The calculated premium should be sufficient to meet the claims and expenses and produce profits at the desired level. The premium that the insurance companies collect for traditional plans are invested so that it could get some return, and this insurance premiums investment is mandated in Insurance Act of 1938, and these investments also has to happen in specified investments, instruments or securities. The insurers must ensure that the premiums are competitive so that it does not lose business to other insurance company, and there is a tug of war between various insurance company to see that the premium they decide are competitive. Calculated premium should also be simple, easily understood, and should not need to be changed too frequently. Otherwise, there will be a confusion, and people will have a doubt whether the same premium will continue for long. Insurers have unique technique and policies for capturing the premiums, and hence the premium charged by the different insurers may differ to some extent. The actuaries also help the insurer to determine the premium based on mortality and sickness tables. So this is very, very important input for the insurance company for deciding the premium. The premium not only takes care of the expense in setting the claims, but it also covers the insurer's running administrative expenses. Premiums can be paid periodically as for the convenience of the customer. He can offer monthly payment, quarterly payment, half yearly payment, annual payment, or even a one-time premium payment. Now, let's understand the different types of insurance premium. The single premium plan. A policy pays a single lump sum at the inception of the policy, because the policy holder does not want to commit regular payment. Whatever the premium comes one shot, he has a lump sum amount, he opts for single premium plan. Then the level premium plan, this is for those policy holders who want to pay the same amount for the entire duration of the policy. Then there is a modal premium. The insured can pay premiums annually, semi-annually, quarterly or monthly. These are the different modes for the premium payment. Paying more frequently will result in a slightly higher overall premium, especially in case of monthly premium payment, because there are administrative costs involved in processing or servicing such payments. Then we have maximum premium plan, in which the policyholder can pay the premium amount as per their convenience. The premium amount can generally increase by 5% annually, but the exact terms will depend on the insurance company. These are the newer types of premium plans opted by newer types of insurance companies. Then there is also graded premium plans, where the premium starts lower and gradually increases for a set period for, say, first 5 or 10 years, and making insurance more affordable. So nowadays, the insurance companies are not only competitive in pricing, but provide different options for payment of premium, so that all types of prospects are able to get the insurance. Now, next important concept is the lien. When we talk about lien enables the underwriter to associate the diminishing risk over a period of time with calculation of premium. The underwriter can accept a proposal with the lien. As the risk is assumed to diminish over a period of time, the lien is operable for that period on a diminishing basis. A lien is generally used as a substitute to charging a higher premium for a higher risk. So in simple terms, it's a safeguard for the insurance company. Next important concept in this chapter is the bonus, especially in participating insurance policy with profit. So here, whatever the profit is generated by the insurance company is distributed to the policyholders in the form of bonus. So bonus can be of different types, like a simple revisionary bonus, which is paid by the insurer at the time of claim or the maturity of the policy. A compound revisionary bonus is a certain sum that is added to the sum assured, which becomes the enhanced amount for the next year. In a terminal bonus, the insurer pays an incentive to the insured for continuing the policy for a longer period until the end of the policy. In case of an interim bonus, it is paid to the policyholder who have left before the final valuation of the policy. And in a cash bonus, instead of adding to the policy sum assured, the insurer provides the policyholder with a direct cash payment annually. So, friends, in this chapter, we have not only understood the underwriting, the medical and non-medical, we have not only understood the pricing, the basis of pricing, and the different types of premium payment, we have also understood the concept of lien and the different types of bonus, and this makes us ready for going to the next chapter on policy servicing and claim settlement. Thank you.